June 12th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the hot suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. You know, I think I said RBM, which I'm sorry if I did. But anyway, if you want to see the program, if you want to see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. This is the page that the listeners may access in order to visit the websites of my guests. Usually those websites have contact information so that you might contact a particular guest if you wish. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9444. When we open the phone lines, our guest today is David Scherter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. His website is davidscherter.com. That's S-H-U-R-T-E-R. This is a very serious subject. It's one that people probably resist talking about. It probably is a subject that people don't believe because of the things that people hear or see on TV. For instance, the issue about the Martin case, which after the thing kind of blew up in the newspapers and there was a court case and everything, then they made a movie which seemed to give a totally different perspective to the whole thing and made you think, well, gosh, it was just one kid that was kind of a crazy kid and he looked kind of weird, and so that probably really didn't happen. But if you read David's book, I think that you'll get a different view. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. And in the foreword of your book, which was written by James Randall Noblet, who is a PhD, and he says, "Some of us are skeptics. We tend to disbelieve many things we see and hear. I was such a person about ritual abuse until I discovered otherwise in my psychological therapy practice." And I think that, and he also wrote a book, Cult and Ritual Abuse, Its History and Anthropology and Recent Discovery in Contemporary America. So, I'm sure this is going to be a very, very interesting program today.
He also wrote another book out there called Ritual Abuse in the 21st Century. And he wrote it with both he and his wife. They basically put together a collection of commentaries from people all over about ritual abuse, and it's one of the best books out on the market as far as I'm concerned. So that's also another book that he wrote.
Right. And of course, there's also the Franklin cover-up, which goes back and talks about things that occurred in the 80s. And although I have that book, I've never really been able to read it. I start to read it, and then I guess people don't want to read about those kinds of things. Alrighty, David, we are going to take a real quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Schurter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor Story. His website is davidschurter.com. That's S-H-U-R-T-E-R. David, why don't we give some, describe the difference between sexual abuse and ritual abuse. I mean, there is a big difference, and I think a lot of children have experienced some form of sexual abuse in their life, but I think that what you're talking about is an entirely different thing.
Ritual abuse is used to degrade the victim, who in turn gets a Stockholm syndrome situation going on in their head, which allows the perpetrator to demean the child and make that child feel worthless. And where sexual abuse can be loving, ritual abuse is often violent. It's often constant. It's basically a mind controlling. Children are sponges, and they absorb what they're told. They absorb their experiences. And ritual abuse is a way to actually dominate an individual. We're finding out these people who are escaping all of these situations. They were involved with kidnapped the children as child. I forget what her name is, but she lived in a tent and had children on, you know, close to her home.
Oh, right.
The reason why he was able to keep her there is because she was ritually abused. And that's a form of it. Now, there's also a greater scope of it in my situation, and that is the satanic ritual abuse. And I, if you read my website, you find that I believe that the satanic ritual abuse and the government explorations and the MK Ultra experiments are closely connected. And it was a way to keep people quiet, keep people scared. That's how it happened in Omaha, Nebraska. You know, people were getting these outlandish stories that they weren't quite sure what was real and what wasn't. That the people who were involved were afraid if they didn't end up dead, which is also what I speak about in my book. I talk a lot about the Franklin Credit Union and the fact that my parents were heavily connected to the people who were involved with the people who were involved with the Franklin Credit Union and the child trafficking and prostitution that was going on all over town, especially boys. Now, it's interesting. I just wrote an article. It's going to be in the summer issue of Paranoia Magazine. Anyone who's interested, that's paranoia.com. And I wrote an article about human trafficking, but especially that of boys, because people look at Franklin and they see this convoluted story. But there's also another place that the same activity was going on. And that was Houston, Texas. And there's a video out on YouTube. You can find it. And its name is Boys for Sale. And it talks with the Dr. Philpott. Philpott, I believe. And he was talking about the sexual exploitation and the prostitution of young boys, which was fundamentally what was going on here in Omaha, Nebraska. And it was happening at the exact same time. The exact same things were taking place. And the documentary that's on YouTube is amazing.
And is that the one that that the author of the Franklin cover-up did?
No. I stand at odds with the stories that are being told about Omaha, Nebraska, and the official stories that are coming out. Because of where I stand and the things that I understand with my family. And there are key things. One, the sexual prostitution of boys going on at the old market and the vicinity.
At where?
It's an area in Omaha, Nebraska called the Old Market.
Okay.
And I do a video that you can find on my website, davidschroeder.com, but it's called A Walking Tour. Well, I first entitled it A Walking Tour of Pedophile Omaha. And I explain how it all worked and how everything was so close to each other in the vicinity of the Old Market. And the run, where there was a lot of prostitution, how close it was in the vicinity of the police station, and the prostitution that was going on around the jail. So there's no way that people didn't understand what was going on. I also talk about the activities that were going on at Hummel Park and the satanic activities that were going on, as well as the MK Ultra things that were going on with mind control that were happening at office. All the while, drugs were being shipped in from the Contras, and a man named Kevin Dobson, who you can Google and find the federal papers of where he brought down Pablo Escobar and the drug cartel working with the CIA, but he was the main drug dealer that was distributing that through a man named Dick Bishop. Well, there's several people who were involved, but Dick Bishop was heavily involved, who was involved with the North Omaha Carter Lake section of the Hells Angels, who were the ones who were helping to circulate the drugs and the guns and the kids. And so a lot of people find it, you know, this mystification of oh, you know, the Satanism, and they want to focus on that. It really, when it comes down to it, is that there was a child trafficking and drug ring that was going on that made people, at a time when everybody was losing their shirts because the savings and loans were crashing, became inordinately rich. And it's never been questioned how. And my contention is that our rich and elite were involved with it. There is no way that the people who investigated Franklin didn't know what was going on, especially with the prostitution that was going down at the old market and the drugs that were going on and the child trafficking that was going on. The French Cafe was involved, the Acquisino brothers who have been named, the Johnny Gosch abduction that happened in Weston 1, Iowa, have been named, and they were working there. There were drugs and children being trafficked in a basement in a bar called the Underground, which was connected. Up the street, you had Godfather's Pizza, and Godfather's Pizza was above a restaurant called Stars, where there was all kinds of child prostitution going on, because there were children who were going up and recruiting other children at the Godfather's Pizza and bringing them down. The old market today. I'm sorry.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
You're talking about all of these children, and I'm thinking, where? I'm very naive. I admit it. But where were the parents of all of these children? You're talking about all of these children being trafficked, and I'm thinking, what were their parents doing at this time? Were they allowing this? Were they acquiescent? Were they participants? You're tying all of these connections together, and excuse me, in a way that makes sense, because all of these things were occurring at about the same time, and you can say, well, there were distractions. There was the savings and loan crash. There were people making a lot of money. And then you're thinking, oh, Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska? I mean, that's not like New York City or Hollywood.
Exactly.
This is in the middle of the country, Nebraska, Omaha. It's conservative. It's a bunch of farmland. How could anything like that be going on in Omaha?
It's a cow town, first of all. Second of all of the people who were involved controlled the media. The last time this all came out in the media, it went all the way up to the first Bush White House with the prostitution of children and what was going on with the child prostitution. I personally believe that Omaha transformed, and now we have to look at our institutions of higher learning. Because it has been my research that Jerry Sandusky, first of all, it is my opinion that all of those people who knew about Jerry Sandusky did not risk their reputation and their livelihoods for one lone pedophile. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, he was a fall guy then, is what you're saying.
He was a definite fall guy. And then you also have the case of Aaron Schwartz, who was involved with Harvard, and there is question that in the documents that he found about MIT, he also found proof that there was a child trafficking ring going on there. And you have to realize that MKUltra and this secret government project that has been going on in our institutions of higher learning for a long time.
All righty. We do have to go to a three-minute break. We will be right back. I'm just sitting here with my mouth open. Amazing.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Schurter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor Story. His website is davidschurter.com. And someone in the chat room says, how does David know all about this? And, you know, it's something that I have avoided up until recently because I really don't want to acknowledge that such wickedness exists. And yet, you know, it's easy to talk about how they charge us usury and that they're stealing all of our resources and poisoning us in various ways. But then to go even deeper down this rabbit hole that you suggest in the title of your book, it just really cleans away all of our naivety.
Well, what connects me to this and the reason why I've become an advocate is I talk about it in my book, Rabbit Hole. But my father was involved in a child abduction ring that I believe is connected to several key abductions that happened here in the Midwest, including Johnny Gosch. And Johnny Gosch, Mark Allen, Eugene Martin, Jacob Wetterling, Ricky Chaddick, those are the child abductions that I have researched to find out that my parents owned all of the cars that had been involved in these abductions at one time or another. And I was born into all of this. The stuff that was going on with the MK Ultra, my mother went into labor with me on Thanksgiving night, and I wasn't born until December 6, 1966, at 6:03 in the morning. And so the date of my birth was incredibly important. I was raised in a family who was intimately connected to all of these people. They were family friends. A man who went to jail for pedophilia, who was involved with the Omaha World Herald by the name of Peter Citrin, was my mother's best friend. And you ask, you know, where are the parents and all of that? Well, at the time, you have to realize that the 80s was a time where people were hitchhiking, and the Greyhound bus station was a central location for people to get into Omaha. And most people don't realize, but if you contact the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, they will tell you that 2,185 children are reported missing daily.
I'll repeat that figure, please.
2,185 children. Those numbers are tabulated by our own Justice Department. And those don't count the throwaway kids of parents who don't want their children, who throw them out on the streets, so they go hit the streets because they're getting away from bad situations. That's not even counting those children. And now we have an influx of people from Mexico who are undocumented, and God only knows what the numbers are for that, you know, because how easy is it to take someone who you don't even know exists? We have a serious, serious problem with child and human trafficking happening in the United States. And there is a systematic targeting of individuals who are whistleblowers to quiet them and to scare other people who might stand up to keep them from coming forward. That's what I personally believe.
Now, has anyone attempted to target you for being a whistleblower or for writing your book? And what is the relationship of your parents to yourself right now? Do you have a relationship with them?
My mother lived with me for the last 5.5 years of her life, with me and my other half. We took care of her while she died and helped her come to terms with the things that happened. And my father came clean right before his death and told not only myself, but my older sister, well, both of my sisters. My oldest sister was there when he told me, but he had told my sister, my other older sister, the same thing 2 weeks previous, that he had skeletons in his closet. And it was a closet in his bedroom that he had completely rebuilt along with a pedestal bed. So I think he was being literal. But he is now also dead. However, there are people that are connected to this that, like my stepmother, who was married to my father when I was 3, or I went to live with them when I was 3. They probably married when I was about 1.5 years, who was heavily involved with this. And there has been a concerted effort to target me. I have had death threats. I have been targeted. My whole personal life has been tried to be exposed all over the net. I'm actually involved with a community called it's a targeted individual community.
David, I'm sorry to interrupt. We do have to take a break. We'll just pick this up on the other side of the 3-minute break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pompous and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Scherter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. His website is davidscherter.com. Go ahead and continue with what you were talking about. There's a few questions that I've gotten via email and some from the chat room. Anyway. Go ahead.
Well, all I wanted to say was, that as far as the targeting goes, is that it has been my estimation that anybody who has been a whistleblower or who comes forward as a whistleblower is targeted. There is a huge community of people who identify with the targeted individual community, and there is even probably more people who are connected to the MKUltra / satanic ritual abuse community. And the fact that our government has been running rogue for a long time is really incredible. And I have been targeted. Like I said, I've had death threats on my car. I had animals being left in my yard. I had people calling, hanging up, and calling and hanging up, and someone left me a heartbeat message for 27 times on my answering machine. And it came from a hospital, from a patient's room. Nobody knows who did it.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to let people know that there is a whole targeted community out there. And I was inundated with weaponry that drove me into the hospital twice. The first time is when I first got into this investigation, and it was to try and quiet me down.
What do you mean, weaponry?
I, all of a sudden, in my house, had a buzzing sound that wouldn't rust. It had no frequency. It went from high to low to high to low, but it was all over the place.
Okay.
And I couldn't get away from the sound unless I left my house. But I had to sleep here, and I'm usually at home, and so it was there was hardly any time in it. The first time, it kept me up for 2.5 weeks. And I was terrified, had no idea what was going on. After I got out and started to research, the second time I was hit with weaponry, I was hit because I sent my manuscript to be published to my editor the day before over the net.
And how would anybody know that you did that?
I have no idea, but I am positive that my phones are tapped and that my emails are inundated. I've already had to get rid of one computer because it was so inundated with stuff that my nephew, who has gone to school for computers, told me that it had to have been government involvement in getting into my computer. Because there was nothing that could be done, and I just had to throw it away. I've gone through 3 laptops in 3 years. And so it sounds crazy, but I just want to let people know, you don't have to just take my word for it. There is a place called TalkShoe.com, and there are 3 people that I definitely want to mention. The first one is Renata. She has a TalkShoe program, and it's a support and a speaking about what it's like to be stalked. She gets a lot of gang stalking, which I just read in the newspaper report that they're calling it bullying on steroids. But what's happening is that what my experience has been is that the targeted individual community are a bunch of people who are outspoken about what is happening in our country. And thus, they're outspoken, and so the government has targeted them to terrorize them and shut them up. Renata is not the number that you can reach. The number that you can reach on this is 724-444-7444, or go to TalkShoe.com, and her number is 118-616.
Repeat that first number, 724. Number.
It's 724-444-7444. And her number, when you go in, you can just go into the little button that says go, and you just type in 118-616. And she has a show every Sunday, and it's just, she's a very supportive, she's an activist who is being inundated. She also has a website for, if you would like to check out her work, and that is tisunited.com. Again, that's T-I-S, and then the word united, altogether, .com. The other person that I would like to talk about is, her name is Alda. And for those of you who doubt the existence of this weaponry that I'm talking about and a myriad of other things that you need to know about with what our government is doing. Her name is Alda. And you can reach her at the same number, 724-444-7444, or go to TalkShoe.com. And her number is 99521. And she talks all about the weaponry and the constitutional breaches that we're experiencing as we move into a fascist nation. And I don't give these numbers lightly because they are remarkable people.
Right. There are other people that talk about this also, that I've had a few of those people on my program talking about weaponry and gang stalking and electronic stalking. So I do believe what you're saying. Okay, that third person is?
Memoir. She goes by the name of Memoir. All the same numbers. Her number is 112336. And her name is Barbara Gillette. She wants to be known by her name. She started to first get targeted when she went to her city council to argue about a golf course that was being built on a toxic dump. And so they have targeted her as well. And I've had people, I've come out of gas stations and had people be taking my pictures while I was with my best friend. I've had all kinds of strange and unusual experiences with this. What I'm finding is that there's a concerted effort to close down anybody who would stand up and point out what's happening in a way that people understand. Sorry. I'm like my mother. You got to just interrupt me because I'm a babbler. So.
Oh, that's all right. You're giving a lot of information that I'm quite certain that the listeners probably weren't aware of all of these things. At least I wasn't. Although I have done programs on things like this. Glendine Grant is a woman also that talks about human trafficking because her daughter Jessie Foster has been missing for several years. And so this is a real problem, and our government is covering it up, and they are trying to eliminate the whistleblowers. Now, you mentioned that that you got a message from a hospital, which brings up something that somebody emailed me. Let me just read you this email. I had somebody, probably a nurse, viciously burn me with a cigarette in the hospital when I was just a few hours old. It has messed up my life. Thank God for meditation to iron out the mental wrinkles it caused. Does your guest think this could have been caused by ritual abuse? Maybe the person who burned me was part of a satanic cult. Has he heard of others who have been tortured at birth like me? And you also mentioned that your mother went into labor with you on Thanksgiving and you weren't born for, what, a week later?
Right. December 6th. So, you know, about a week and a half.
Okay. And December 6th, what is the significance of that date?
Well, I have 666 on my birthday. And so, and I was born at 6:03 in the morning, which also numerically meant something to everyone. And so the timing of my birth was just, it was interesting. And people who have been involved with the kind of abuse that I've gone through, a lot of it does start at birth. In fact, it starts before birth. You go through a lot of stuff before birth. And as I talk in my book, my birth was kind of interesting because I started off as a tubular pregnancy. And my mother tried to use me to commit suicide to escape everything that was going on. And I was, at the time, her doctor said I was she was one in 100,000 ladies who lucked out because somehow I found my way into the womb. And that's how I basically started, you know, in this life. And it was heavily connected to my family. Cigarette burns were, I had cigarette burns. They would hold me down and burn the tips of my fingers with cigarettes and then tell people that I touched the stove over and over and over. And as a child, you're just, you know, you learn not to say anything because the abuse becomes worse if you say anything. And that's what the insidious problem with ritual abuse causes. That it causes a person to become silent. And they suffer and feel that, you know, in some ways you feel like you're treated that way because there's such a mind game of guilt going on that you associate all of the issues and the problems with yourself. For the simple reason that that's the easiest way to deal with it.
Right. Now, regarding this question from the listener about being burnt in the hospital when he was a few when I'm not sure whether this person is a male or female, but when this person was a few hours old, I mean I find that kind of interesting that that would happen.
But this person must be older, and we have to think back about what hospitals were like back when.
Okay.
We have a tendency, that's the thing like with Omaha, Nebraska. Right now the old market is not what it used to be. Now it's just families and what it should have been in the first place. But in the 80s, it was a draw for kids. It was designed to be all for kids. And and not to mention you had Boys Town who were bringing in busloads of boys and letting them go in the old market. And the case of Todd Beckett, who was abducted in the old market, shows kind of what I'm talking about, and the fact that the police and local officials do not want to investigate. The only reason why he was found is because his parents got a detective by the name of Danny Whalen. I believe it's W-H-A-L-E-N. Whalen. But, it's also written in my book.
Okay.
And, he was abducted in the old market. And even so, even when they found him on the West Coast, man was never charged with crimes against children. Larry King, who was involved heavily with the child prostitution, who was
Larry King.
Yeah, Larry King, the one who went to jail the fall of the Franklin Credit Union.
Okay.
Went to jail, but never once had any kind of charges against children on him.
Really?
Alan Bear had 5 counts soliciting sex with a minor and got away with a $500 fine.
Oh my goodness.
And so you see this disparity between what happens to the pedophiles in comparison to the people who are whistleblowers, especially back then, such as Alicia Owen. Alicia Owen, I believe, is really the only victim, the only true victim out of all of this mess. And what happened to her and the fact that she came forward with abuse and ended up in jail and spent the most time in solitary confinement of any prisoner in Nebraska because they just didn't want her to talk.
So they locked her away so she couldn't talk about this?
Yeah, they locked her away for perjury because she would not recant that Robert Wadman, who was chief of police at the time, was father of her unborn baby, and she was a minor at the time. And so she wouldn't recant, so they threw her in jail. And all the pedophiles got off. There was a systematic media extravaganza. They got everything, you know, it wiped everything clean. That's what my book is about. I call it The Summer of Loss. There's one chapter that's called The Summer of Loss. There's also another chapter in there called The Franklin Fiasco. And it explains how everything went down and the fact that people were committing suicide by wrapping plastic around their faces, and they all happened to be Bear Boys, was connected to Alan Bear. In Omaha, there were two groups of people. There were Bear Boys, and there were King's men, who were Larry King's, basically, henchmen.
Now, King provide boys, to the Bush family?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. You know, the problem that we have is that key people are involved with this. The Bush family is heavily involved. I mean, I get in trouble, but one of our justices of the Supreme Court is involved. Both my sister and I remember him. Tons of people in Omaha are involved. They are incredibly rich, you know. And I don't necessarily want to mention their names because I don't want you to have to take any heat. But if you go to my website, I've talked about all of this and mentioned names galore.
Okay.
And I've gone to the police. Sorry.
Dave, we are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Schurter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor Story. The website is davidschurter.com. And you just mentioned just before the break about the Supreme Court and that there was somebody that was on the Supreme Court, but that you did not want to mention any names. And I immediately thought of Clarence Thomas and the Anita Hill. And I read her book. I can't remember the name of her book. It's been some years since I read it. But he was involved in pornography, and she accused him. She accused him of sexual harassment. And according to what she said in her book, he was definitely a man of question.
Who The thing about it is that I believe that all of the people who are involved, I believe that anyone who is involved with higher government is involved in some way or has been compromised in some way. And Clarence Thomas, I don't remember Clarence Thomas. That's the funny thing about it is, as a child, I don't remember there being a lot of anybody of color. It was a lot of rich white men doing the cult abuse and the killings of children at Hummel Park, which people are just like, you know, what happened to the blood? Well, they just washed it away. I show pictures in my book that I actually didn't take, my marketing team did, of the pentagram that is inlaid in stone in the middle of the pavilion where all of the sacrifices took place. And, and I am not the only one who remembers all of this. My oldest sister, Cindy, was murdered 3 weeks after my dad died. She started to tell people that her husband and oldest daughter were going to murder her. She told her doctors and nurses. They got Adult Protective Services involved, and a few days later, she was found dead. And because my brother-in-law at the time was the city manager, no questions were asked. And so I firmly believe that she was murdered because they were afraid. Our father had just died 3 weeks before, and I have a feeling they were afraid that my sister was going to start telling me details of what was going on.
Wow.
Because my family has always been afraid of me, because they knew if I ever put all this together and let myself think about it and figure it out, that I would do exactly what I did 7 years ago. Go to the police, go to the mayor, contact Nebraska State Patrol, contact missing and exploited children, did everything that you can possibly do. And
well, David, you just brought out something very, very significant. And that is, you said that they knew you, that you would start putting all these things together. And most people really don't want to put all these things together because they don't want to face the real wickedness. And I think that's what people generally do, victims and others. They simply, okay, we want to know just a little bit, but don't give us too much. It'll be too much for us to handle. All righty. We are going to a 60-second top-the-hour break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.